Good morning. I'm Javier Suarez. I'm a PhD student in Italian and Spanish in Harvard University. I'm here with Professor Diego Fusaro of the University Vita Salute San Raffaele di Milano. Today, he will present his book, Antonio Gramsci, La Passione di Essere nel Mondo, edited by Feltrinelli in 2015. So, welcome, Professor Fusaro.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here. As you know, today we live in a moment where the figure of the intellectual is not so present in the public sphere. Sometimes it seems that the intellectuals are trapped in the academia. So my first question would be, what it means to be a Gramscian intellectual today? What does it mean?
Yes, I would say that today we are in the decadence of the intellectuals, as Zygmunt Bauman says. In which sense? In this sense, intellectuals today are the dominated part of the dominant class, because they have a cultural capital, so to say, and this capital cultural must be, so to say, paid by the intellectuals, by the dominant class. So the intellectual capital must be always in defense of the world order, of the power. And in this sense, the intellectuals are the dominated part of the dominant class. Gramsci shows us the importance of being against. We must be against the power. We must be in the society. We must fight for and in the society. Gramsci, for all his life, was against the power, was for a communistic society where everyone should be free and equal to all the others. So we must start again from Gramsci, and we must think about a new role for the intellectuals. The intellectuals must be against the power, must be organic, like Gramsci would say, to the people, to the dominated classes. The intellectuals must play an hegemonical role. Hegemony, as we say, as we know, is a very important concept in Gramsci philosophy, because hegemony is the power, the cultural power, the political power that creates a new order, an antagonistic order against the power. This is the point, according to my opinion.
Okay, great. Well, my second question has to do with the relation you uncover, let's say, between Giovanni Gentile, fascist philosopher, fascist ideologist, and Antonio Gramsci. And basically my question is, there is a nice quote in the chapter number 7 where you say that Gramsci says, filosofia dell'atto praxis, ma non dell'atto puro, ma proprio dell'atto impuro, cioè reale nel senso profano della parola. So Gramsci says that he wanted to promote an impure praxis. So my question is, what is the relationship between Gramsci and Gentile with this and this term? What is an impure praxis?
It's very hard to speak about the relationships between Antonio Gramsci and Giovanni Gentile. First of all, because Gentile was a fascist and Gramsci was a communist. So we had a lot of problems about memory, political memory. Political memory wants that Gramsci and Gentile must be separated. But we know that Gramsci and Gentile had a lot of things in common, because Gentile's philosophy, the actualism, the so-called actualism, depends on Marx's philosophy. Gentile said that everything exists just in the act of positing. And this position is mediated by Marx's philosophy, the philosophy of praxis. So if in Italy we had an interpretation of Marx as philosopher of praxis, this depended on Gentile's interpretation. And Gramsci, when in his prison notebooks, said that Marx was a philosopher of praxis, was saying something similar to Gentile. The praxis is the ontological basis of the reality. Mm-hmm. Everything exists just in the praxis, in the act, like Gentile would say. But Gramsci was, how to say, Gramsci knew that his philosophy was really close to Gentile's one, because in the Notebook Prisons, he said that his philosophy was a form of act, but not a pure act like Gentile's one, mm-hmm. an impure act. What does it mean? Impure act means that the praxis of Gramsci is a concrete one, in the reality. It operates in the reality, in the conflict, in the struggles.
Yeah.
This was the sense of Gramsci's quotation.
Great. At the end of the 20th century, we have heard a lot about the end of nation. No? For example, I think of Empire of Antonio Gramsci, where he says that, you know, now we have to think in global terms. So my question would be, because you said in your book that for Gramsci is very important the idea of nation. So my question would be, what is the difference between the concepts of class, mass, and nation in the philosophy of Antonio Gramsci? No? And also, how do you think Gramsci would see the European Union today, according to that, you know, the difference between nation, nation and class and mass?
Let me say that I think that today we have a great ideology that is the ideology against the national state. Mm. Capitalistic power, after destroying the communistic power, wants now to destroy the last power that puts limitations against the capitalism, against the economical moment. And this power is the national state. The national state is the hegemony of politics against economic. So capitalism wants to destroy this power in order to destroy the rights, the work, the welfare state, and so on. Gramsci was for the nation, but he was not a nationalist. Mm. He was for a communistic development of the nation. Gramsci says in his prison notebooks, the starting point is a national starting point. But of course, the general vision is internationalist. But internationalism means that we must have a good relation between nations, internaciones, between nations. This is the opposite
to globalization.
Of our globalization that destroys the nations in order to impose one order, the new world order. So Gramsci is against the globalization and for a good cosmopolitanism, that is the cosmopolitanism based on the plurality of cultures, nations, ways of life, and so on. Gramsci said that the class is a very important concept because, according to Marx's vision, Gramsci thought that the class must be an active subject. All the prison notebooks are based on the idea that the dominated class must be an active class, an active subject, a subject with consciousness, in order to operate against the capitalism and to create the new order of the city of the future, as Gramsci
said. Like a new hegemony.
New hegemony, a new hegemony against the symbolical order of the power.
Mm-hmm. So, Professor Fusaro, my last question would have to do with the relationship between Gramsci and Pasolini. In the last chapter of your book, you quote Pasolini, and basically you said that he had a disparate passion of being in the world. That meant basically that Pasolini wanted to change the world, wanted to do something, no, to change. What do you think is the role of sacrifice of the intellectual today? because as we know, that Gramsci and Pasolini have a very tragic end. So what do you think is the role of sacrifice for the intellectual today?
Pasolini and Gramsci tell us that the intellectuals must be today against the symbolical order, against the unique fault, or as we can say. We must start again from thinking in a free way, with our head against the power, in order to create the new order of the city of the future, as Gramsci said. We must be obstinate contra, always against the power. We don't have to make compromises with the power, because the fruitness is always revolutionary, as Gramsci said.
So we have to take risks always.
Always.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Professor Fusaro. Well, this is the book, Antonio Gramsci, La Pasión de Tierra en el Mundo. I really recommend it. So thanks, everybody, and see you next time.